when you this is the time where you know, it's time to get hard, time to really challenge yourself, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, and you really push yourself to see how far you can go.
Grady Jarrett has a lot of fun with audio that we need to get to. He's fun. I'm looking forward to hearing more and more from him each week. Spiegel and Holmes.
This is the time where you know, it's time to get hard, time to really challenge yourself.
It is.
Wait, right now? For who? For everybody?
Hey.
Some of our listeners might need a good 20, 30 minutes for the medicine to kick in. That's all I'm saying. Give them a chance, okay? You can't just not. Some people might need a moment, Grady, but I mean, good for you if you don't.
Or a few. Whatever it takes. We don't kink shame on this show.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Just as long as someone is happy for that thing and was willing to accept it, we are here for it. Ben Johnson stepped to the microphone, and as you can imagine, on a day where the Bears report to camp, there's a lot of conversation about your quarterback, Caleb Williams.
I don't think it's not linear. Okay, so there's going to be bumps, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. It's easy to have a bad day or two and go ahead and get all panicky. That's not going to be us. It's going to be a little bit more of that. But there's certain benchmarks along the way. The first couple weeks, it's going to be a big installation, so the guys are going to be thinking, mistakes are going to be made. I think a lot of come out of these joint practices that we have against Miami and Buffalo will be a good barometer to see where we're at as a team. And then Kansas City, you know, the preseason games, all these teams will be really good for us to kind of gauge where we're at as well. But it'll be – I don't know if there's a certain timeline on it. It's be a feel as we go through camp.
What are some benchmark goals for Caleb throughout not only camp but preseason?
Yeah, I don't. We have not put you have to complete 60% this day, 65 the next. We haven't done that. We certainly have goals that we strive for. You know, I won't even – it's not a secret. I told him I would love for him on the season to complete 70% of his balls. So you would like to think over the course of practice that we're completing 70% or more. That's hard to just magically arise in a game. So it's a lofty goal, but it's one that we're going to strive for. And so because of that, we're going to use that as our benchmark and kind of work from there.
And you have to know how much or how you can gauge how much a quarterback's cup you can fill. And how much have you filled Caleb's cup, if you will? I've talked to play callers in the league, like KOC, who talks about with Sam last year, filling his cup each week at a different level.
Yeah.
For you, where does that go?
It goes back to getting to know each other. You know, in the springtime, we saturated everybody, quarterback, everybody on offense got a lot of information. We're just trying to introduce a lot of elements of the system. When you look back at it, there's probably some things that you wouldn't run against DA's defense that we just wanted to get introduced. Going into camp, it's going to be a lot here early on. These first 2 weeks, we're still going to do a lot. And it's not so much to attack the defense or anything like that. It's we got to find out who we are. And I'm going beyond just the quarterback here. I don't know if we're going to be a wide zone team up front. I don't know if we're going to be a gap team yet. There's a lot of things that got to play out, and we won't know until we get the pads on. But, yeah, it's something you're certainly conscious of is what's the right amount, not only over the course of camp, but more importantly once we get into the season. And that's something as a staff that we're going to have to hone into.
Lawrence, help me think about this. Did he just say he's not sure yet what kind of a run scheme? Are we going to be a wide zone team?
Or a gap zone team?
I mean, so just thinking about that, you know how much we loved the idea of like he was going to tailor the offense around the skill set of his people? And everybody says that, and that's the idea every time. But then they get here, and so many times we see him trying to just, all right, this is what we do. This is what we do as an offense. It sounds like he's going to figure out what they do well and then decide that's what they're going to do. Am I crazy, or is that what he's saying?
I also think that it matters who's at left tackle, depending on, like, if you're doing, like, wide zone stuff, like, where you're stretching out the defense as far as you can, horizontally before you can get vertical in your run game. How your tight ends block that and how your tackles block that is significant. So maybe he wants to see, like, who's got the feet of a dancing bear over there at left tackle to figure out if that's something they can do more of.
Sure, right? And that's part of it. So it's not just the skill set of a running back. It's the skill set of his linemen.
I mean, look, DeAndre Swift can play in either one of those. Like, that's not something that you really have to worry about with him as a player. I do think that you want to see how all of the, like, how do they chorus line this? Like, what are the things that they can do as an offensive front, and which one is better for them, whether it's them doing, you know, whether they're running wide zone or they're running gap.
And zooming out, every time he's like showing an open mind as to what they're going to do, as opposed to doing the Matt Nagy Hungarian stubbornness, I'm going to smile.
I like it, but it does limit, like, the reps matter so much when you're still in that part of the fact-finding mission.
Yeah, you got to decide soon.
Absolutely. So you can get everyone reps for it. He went on.
Is there an ideal point where you'd like to have that left tackle settled down? And if Braxton's ramp up takes a little bit longer than that, does he just come in kind of playing catch up, or does he get a fair shot from an even perspective?
Yeah, everyone's going to have a fair shot at this. And we're going to work him back in, and we'll see where he's at. And as part of the evaluation, you know, is to see how ready he is by week one. So by week one, we'll know exactly who our starting five are going to be. And if that takes 3 weeks to figure out, great. If that takes 6 weeks to figure out, no problem.
You made some key changes to
play more guys in the preseason games more aggressively than perhaps it's been done in the past to try to figure all this out.
I don't know what's been done in the past. Like I said, I'm going to take a lot of weight into these joint practices. That's our initial plan, and we'll see how much we play guys over the course of the preseason games.
You're trying to build trust with Caleb, obviously, and he's coming off of a rookie year that got derailed. Do you have to massage that in a different way or have more patience in that? Or do you feel like the foundation is there to start trusting each other quickly?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go. The governor's off. He and I have been talking all spring, all summer, you know, constant phone calls, constant conversations. And so I think we're in a great place, and he wants to get coached hard, and we're going to push him as hard as we can and do what's right for the team.
Oh, LFG, let's effing go. He wants to be coached hard. We're going to push him as hard as we can, do what's right for the team, and the governor is off. Didn't you just see the governor running?
He's retired, actually. Wait, which governor?
Well, that it is true. I did see Rod Blagojevich Friday. I was in one of my favorite parts of the city. I was in Ravenswood Manor.
It's lovely.
It is lovely up there. And I look up and I'm like, he was talking to someone as he was running. I was like, oh, look at that. It's Governor Blagojevich. Because his house is like right there.
Sure. So. It's just rare to see a convicted felon running in the wild. You know what I mean?
He's been pardoned. So.
Oh, all right. My bad.
So, I mean, yes, he's a convicted felon, but he's also been pardoned.
Convicted and pardoned felon?
Yeah.
Say both of them?
Yeah.
But no, let's go. Caleb wants to be coached hard. Let's go.
All right. More from Ben Johnson on Caleb.
Two more. Resetting Caleb's foundation and solidifying that. What for you are the specifics of a quarterback's foundation, the things that have to be in place before you progress?
Now you're getting deep. It's one of the big points of emphasis we had in the springtime, and it's going to carry over to camp, was our pre-snap procedure. And so that's calling the plays, that's the motions, that's the shifts, that's the cadence. We're going to continue to carry that. We use that as a weapon, and that's not going to change. That's certainly an advantage for us on offense. Beyond that, though, there were some footwork things that we wanted to clean up, trusting the timing of your feet, being able to anticipate throws. It's a lot of stuff that goes into that position, and rather than throwing the whole gauntlet at him, we're just building it from the ground up. He took some homework with him over the course of the summer, and he's come back. Even though we haven't done anything full speed over the last few days, we've noticed some improvements along the way. So really excited to see where this thing goes over the next few weeks.
Ben, you talked about situational coaching and about, you know, having to make decisions you haven't had to make before. Once these games starts, timeouts, those sorts of things. How do you get good at that without having done it before? I know the Bears, you know, can put you through some scenarios.
That's right.
But is that, tell me what was that like?
It's how you get good at anything. I think it's repetition over and over and over again. You watch tape, you put yourself in that mindset. If I was here now in this situation, what would I do? That's why the situations we practice over the course of camp are going to be huge for not only me, but for also the rest of the staff and the players to figure out how my mind works so that they can play off of that accordingly. I just hope we can in 6 weeks get enough reps to feel good going into week one. That's the challenge. This is a race now. Like, everything's a race. We got to get our fundamentals down. We got to get our execution down. Like, this is going to be a challenge, certainly for the first year with new systems on both sides of the ball. That's the fun part of it too, though. You know, that's the challenge that we want, and it's going to be some hard work.
In that sense, is the preseason game important for you and your staff, whether your starters are there or not, just because you may have some of those situations?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about it.
Look, there was some really sexy football in there, and I don't want to just go past it.